The addictive futility of hope is what she calls her latest installation, which is mainly bees on leashes and fading plastic poppies. The best art is collaboration between people and nature, she says, like Smithson's spiral jetty or a tornado doing a tarantella with a barn. She steals the phony flowers from a cemetery out by the interstate, leaves pots of black-eyed Susans beneath the stones. She says that a stalk of wheat driven through a fence post by a twister tells us all we need to know about God. She says the membrane is permeable, but only in one direction. Every morning, she catches bees in the field of wildflowers behind her house. Every evening, she lets them go. She weeps when they sting her goodbye. She says the last song on every record is a forlorn, fragile buzzing, says just watching the shopping carts drift across rain-slick asphalt can make her cry. She trembles sometimes when a lover touches her face. As if a storm means a drought is over, she says. As if touching makes us any less alone. As if bees ever did anything but love us. As if their stings are nearly penance enough.